trying to write a haiku for you.
We've been asking you to give us your sort of emblematic verses on what the economy is doing to you or what you think of the economy. Here's a couple from Tamara Tyrell. She's one of our listeners. I have no money. I want some. Give me a job. Saving is futile, she wrote. Or, no well-paying job. Degrees had long time ago. Will not ever give up. Tamara, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
So how long did it take you to come up with those?
All of 5 minutes.
So raw emotion there, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, I'm getting a sense from, I have no money, I want some, give me a job, saving is futile. That could also be a want ad, right?
Definitely, because I was out of work for 4 months. It took me quite some time to find work, and I've met so many people who also have college degrees who have been out of work longer than me. It's pretty dismal.
And what's your sort of household situation in terms of the kind of responsibilities that you have?
I'm a single mom. I have a 6-year-old little boy, and it's my job to make sure that bread is on the table and that he has everything he needs for school and beyond.
Now, you listen to us on WEAA in Baltimore. I'm just wondering, given that situation, what motivated you while listening to the radio to actually sit down and put this on paper as opposed to, oh, I don't have time for that. You know, I've got all these other issues to deal with.
Because it's an issue that I could relate to. After graduating from school, I worked steadily until I moved to Maryland. And once moving here, I couldn't find a job that paid me what I was worth in another city. Everyone said that it was a cost of living, but expenses didn't change. After searching for a while, I had to dumb down my resume incredibly in order to get an administrative position.
Wow.
And then when I was let go from that, there was like, okay, why? What am I going to do now? And I finally was able to find a position as a teacher assistant within my son's school, and I've been doing that now for the past year. And considering a complete career change due to not being able to find work within my field that paid me what I would need to live and what I was worth.
Well, Tamara Tyrell, your story sort of evokes so many issues in the economy, but I just want to leave listeners with the line I just read. No well-paying job, degrees had long time ago, will not ever give up. Tamara, thanks so much for sharing those stories.
You're welcome.
Tamara Tyrell from Baltimore, listening to us on WEAA in Baltimore, one of the many listeners who texted their haikus to us on the economy.
And we're actually going to talk to the author of The Financial Lives of Poets, who wrote poetry based on the economy. That's coming up tomorrow. But you can always get the conversation started early by texting START to 69866, and you can have a chance to weigh in. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.